Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
The end of the free market. Who wins the war between states and corporations? By Ian Bremmer. Introduction. One Friday afternoon in May 2009, I got an email inviting me to join a small group of economists and scholars, quote, to exchange ideas and opinions on the current financial crisis, unquote, with China's Vice Foreign Minister He Yafei. 7 days later, I found myself in a conference room at the Chinese consulate on 12th Avenue in Manhattan, seated directly across from a tall, friendly Chinese diplomat in a well-tailored black suit. Following formal words of welcome delivered in lightly accented English, the smiling vice minister began the meeting with a question. Now that the free market has failed, he asked, what do you think is the proper role for the state in the economy? His words hung in the air a moment. His mischievously matter-of-fact tone and the enormousness of his assumption almost drew a laugh from me. I caught myself in time, though I doubt my amusement would have offended him. His warmth was genuine, but the question was a serious one, and a quick glance at the headlines offered him plenty of corroborating evidence. For economists, signs of an impending meltdown had begun to accumulate in 2007, but the announcement on September 15, 2008, that the investment bank Lehman Brothers had filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection ensured that the historic scale of the financial crisis could no longer be ignored. Within days...